It's time for another arts break on Classical 90.5 with my co-host every Thursday at 3:30, Aaron Keene from WFPL News. Welcome, Aaron.
Thanks for having me.
So it seems like an all singing edition this week. So let's start with L'Epetomane.
Yes. So the L'Epetomane Theater Ensemble, if you're not familiar with them, they create original shows, kind of screwball comedies with a smart side to them. And typically, even in the shows that aren't really, they're not really a musical theater troupe, but they always end up writing original songs for their shows. And so over the years, they've built up some audience favorites. And though they rarely reprise a whole show, this weekend, Friday and Saturday only, at the Bardstown, they are putting on what they call Concerted Effort. It's a concert of original songs from L'Epetomane shows past.
So it's like a review, I guess.
So some of the songs from recent shows, like Five Things, a Derby Carol, in which they pleaded with the city of Louisville to erect a banner in honor of Native son Ned Beatty. Ned Beatty's Louisville, that sort of thing.
Okay,
so,
yeah.
Funny, witty songs, all original. They have a drummer and a keyboardist with them. They play guitar. Ukuleles always show up. So should be fun. Should be pretty popular, too. So so maybe call the Bardstown and make some reservations.
Okay, so that's L'Epetomane at the Bardstown.
Yes, Friday and Saturday night.
Okay. And now what's this one-man musical?
It's called An Evening with Lillian Baxter, and it stars John Vessels, who created the show and created this character, Lillian, who is a fictional Hollywood variety show has-been mounting a musical comeback tour. So it's a comedy musical memoir review that sort of delves into the life and longings of this woman, Lillian Baxter, who never lost touch with her not quite, but almost glamorous past. So she talks about her life in the pictures and on TV, and in between sings lots of good cabaret standards like A Little Girl from Little Rock, and the Cole Porter's Find Me a Primitive Man is a pretty good number. And John Vessels is, you know, he plays a woman and he belts like a woman. I mean, like Bea Arthur at times, but sometimes like Judy Garland. So the cool thing about this is that it's in a new performance space, Vault 1031, that's on South 6th Street in Old Louisville. And the owners have done, they did a Kickstarter campaign back in the fall to redo some rehearsal space, but now they're also working on renovating the theater. But it's open for business, and so folks are curious about it, this is a good show to check out there.
Great. Now for a special online-only edition with a look at something we talked about last week, which is the Thompson Street Opera Company, but we get a little bit more from them this weekend.
Yeah, they have their second weekend of their first go at performances. And this Saturday, they're premiering Bobok by Andrei Komonetsky. And it's a one-act opera based on Dostoevsky's short story of the same name. And it takes place in a graveyard, and it's kind of spooky. That's at 8 p.m. at Central Prez on Saturday evening. And the cool thing is that, so the program starts at 8, but, you know, there are big windows in the church, and they really want to wait until the sun goes down to give it that atmosphere. So before the opera, there's a reception with Russian food and drink. So so come early and you can mingle. You can mingle with the performers and with the opera company and, you know, have some borscht or whatever. And then
I wonder if there are going to be any smoke machines in the church. Maybe that, I don't know. That
little,
might not work.
Little dry eyes in the sanctuary, maybe. And then Sunday afternoon, they're going to reprise their program of shorts. So if you missed it last weekend, which was a holiday weekend, you can catch six short operas, you know, anywhere between like 5 and 20 minutes.
Okay.
And those are all new works as well.
And that's the Thompson Street Opera Company at Central Presbyterian Church, right?
Yes.
All right. Aaron Keene, thank you as always for your insight.
Well, thanks for having me.